It's back to Britain now, and a totally different ambiance from the previous report. With Downton Abbey, the film, now in cinemas, we look at what made so many people around the world fall in love with the aristocratic world of the Crawley family. What are the magical ingredients of Downton Abbey, the series? Well, we have a few ideas. 20% nostalgia.
Set between 1912 and the 1930s, Downton Abbey is a love letter to an era when Britain was divided by social class and everyone knew their place. An aristocratic family, the Crawleys, live in a massive mansion with an army of domestic servants. It's never suggested that there is anything wrong with that. On the contrary, nice Lord Crawley is giving employment to the lower classes, most of whom take extraordinary pride in serving their masters well. Apparently, though, we all love a politically retrograde drama, as Downton had fanatical fans everywhere from the White House, the Obamas, to all over communist China.
30% melodrama.
Many of the stories in Downton Abbey are pure melodrama. Illicit romances, shock deaths, miracle cures, secret babies, murder, blackmail, everything you find in the trashiest of TV series. Other dramas are hilariously insignificant. A soufflé collapsing, perhaps, or a valet not having the right type of boot polish. But it doesn't matter because Downton is so beautifully made that you feel you're watching something cultural and classy. It's guilt-free trash.
20% costumes.
We don't wear starched shirts anymore. Most of us agree this is a good thing, but much of the pleasure of watching Downton is in how well-dressed and immaculate everyone is. For dinner, the men are in white tie and tails, and the women wear fabulous gowns and tiaras. The servants look as though they never encounter any dirt while performing their duties. Maybe the past really was like this, or maybe not. But to a 2019 audience, it is also fascinatingly alien that it's almost like watching sci-fi.
15% Maggie Smith.
One of the joys of Downton Abbey is the acerbic wit of the Dowager Violet Crawley. Played by the fabulous Maggie Smith, Harry Potter, her withering put-downs, "Don't be defeatist, dear. It's very middle class," are legendary.
15% housework.
In the calm and strangely addictive title sequence to Downton Abbey, the house is being cleaned, organised, and perfected by a faceless army of servants. This is one of the big attractions of entering the Crawley's life: good housekeeping. Our homes, after all, are a mess. We buy things we don't need, that we then shove chaotically into a storage box from IKEA. But the Crawleys exist in a zen bubble of opulence, where every object has a specific purpose and a specific place. There is no mess. There's something so pleasurable about it that you can simply ignore the story and just admire the kitchen.